I'm Charlene White, a presenter of ITV News. I come from a Forces family. My father served in the RAF. I'm proud to introduce you to this original audio drama, written specially for the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund and based on the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. The stories of those who served and lived through that time continue to inspire us today. A Gingerbread Man in the RAF was written by Matthew Wignall.
I never signed up for this.
You'll stop moaning.
I mean, when you buy a house, you don't expect to find the attic full of the previous owner's junk.
I know. I'm not exactly happy about this either. But the sooner we get it sorted, the sooner it will be clear. And then you can fill your boots, bring your Blu-ray collection up here.
I vote that we just burn it all.
What? Your collection of Blu-rays? Sounds like a plan to me.
Ha ha. Seriously though, let's just take it outside and burn it.
Outside?
Yes, outside. Come on, Kaylee. You did well today. I mean, 6 months ago, who would have thought we'd be moving house? I'm proud of you.
David, I spent the entire journey crying and whimpering in the passenger seat. How can you possibly be proud of me?
Because you did it, that's why. To watch you leave the house and...
And manage to walk a full 10 metres to the car, sobbing every step of the way. Oh, yeah. What an achievement.
It is. Think how far you've come. Since the accident. You just have to keep pushing yourself.
I know. But it's not as easy as that. Sometimes just thinking about it. It terrifies me, David. Absolutely terrifies me.
Remember what the psychiatrist said. Small victories. And today... It was a small victory.
Yeah. Right. A small victory. Who knows, if you put it under a microscope, you might even be able to see it.
Kaylee. Come on, let's have a cup of tea.
All right. Just one more box and then we'll have a break. Hey, look at this. An old motorcycle helmet or something. No, it's one of those old flying helmets.
Fantastic! Just what you always wanted, eh? What with you being a qualified pilot and all that?
There's no need to be sarcastic. Museum might be interested in this. Oh, and there's more.
What is it?
Looks like some sort of diary. It's from 1940.
Oh, that can go to the museum as well then, can't it? Now, are we having that cuppa or not?
What? Oh, yeah, sure. Pop the kettle on, I'll be down in a minute.
Yes, sir.
The Diary of Pilot Officer Patrick Gallimore, 21st of August. Today started much like any other. Woken at dawn, a quick cup of tea before being driven to the airfield. All the chaps appeared to be in good spirits. I played cards with Charters. Needless to say, he beat me.
I don't believe it, Charters. You beat me again.
Believe it because it's just happened.
How do you do it?
Just skill, old boy. And a dash of good luck, of course. Two things a fighter pilot should never be without.
Well, you're quite the player, Charters. I'll give you that. Unless, of course...
Unless, of course. What?
You wouldn't be, how should we say, being economical with the rules, would you?
Being economical with the... Gallimore, are you accusing me, an officer and a gentleman, of cheating?
Not at all. It's just that you have an uncanny knack of finding just the right card when you need it.
Would you like to check my sleeves?
No, I'll just graciously accept defeat.
And so you should. Talking about defeats, has that girl of yours written to you yet?
She has a name, Charters, and it's Mavis. And for your information, no, she hasn't replied to my letter yet. She will, though. She said she was going to bake me some gingerbread and send it to me.
On current rations, you'll be lucky.
That's what I said, but she was adamant. She said that it would be a token of her affection.
I'll take your word for it, old boy. Always been something of a mystery to me, the fairer sex.
With the exception of the four queens in a pack of cards, of course.
Ah, yes. They hold no mystery to a man like me. Another game?
I suppose so. My luck has to change at some point.
That's the spirit. Care to join us, Meadows?
What was that, Charters?
Would you like to join us for a game of rummy? 10 cigarettes and you're in.
Not likely. I could never get to grips with a damn game.
Tiddlywinks is his limit. What about you, Harker?
Harker is sleeping like a baby.
How does he do it? I find it hard enough sleeping at night, never mind the day.
Thinking of Mavis and gingerbread, eh?
It's more about my nerves, to be perfectly honest.
Ah, butterflies in the old bread basket, eh?
More like eagles.
Right. Care to deal to stop me from cheating?
Not at all. I trust you, Charters.
Good chap. Scramble.
We met the enemy at 14,000 feet. I've never seen so many planes before. I engaged with the Heinkel and missing my first attack, I swung round and managed to get him the second time. It never ceases to amaze me how well the Hurricane can turn. I don't think they knew what hit them, and the whole thing was soon a mass of flames. We chased the bombers back to the coast while some of the other chaps engaged with the fighters. The whole sky seemed to be full of aircraft, and when I arrived back at base, my heart was still pounding.
Charters, how did you do?
Managed to bring down a 109. Yourself?
Brought down a Heinkel.
Oh, good chap. Bad news about Harker, eh?
What happened?
Bought it, old boy.
Ow!
What's wrong?
It's a splinter. These steps are ancient. Are you coming? Your tea's getting cold.
What? Oh, yeah, I'll be there in a second.
That's what you said 5 minutes ago. Do you want this tea or not?
Yeah, sure.
What a day. I'm absolutely exhausted. Still reading that thing?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Really sad, but fascinating.
Well, you'll have to tell me about it in the morning. I should get some sleep. Night, love.
Night. 29th of August. The day began with Charters trying to organise a cricket match to raise morale. This was not going to be the usual casual affair the chaps usually have of stumps drawn in chalk on the messroom wall either. Charters has managed to acquire some proper equipment from Oxford. The man is indefatigable.
So how about it then, old boy? Some of the chaps from the other squadrons have agreed to play as well, so it should be quite the spectacle.
Cricket? I'm afraid I don't have a clue how to play the game, Charters.
Oh, it's quite simple. If you see something red and made of leather racing towards you, hit it with a piece of willow. Unless, of course, it's the Air Vice Marshal. I don't want anyone charged with assaulting a senior officer.
I'd much rather sleep, to be honest with you, Charters.
And dream of Mavis, Speaking of whom, has she written to you yet?
Not a word. That's two letters now that I've written and she hasn't replied to.
What? Are you telling me that she hasn't even sent you some of that gingerbread she promised you?
Don't mock, Charters. Mavis is very dear to me. I've never felt this way before, you understand?
I understand only too well, Gallimore. And I also understand that lying here feeling sorry for yourself won't solve a thing. So, come and play cricket. That's why it was invented after all.
What do you mean?
To take a chap's mind off his troubles. So, come on, we need you.
We?
Yes, we. It's Britain versus the rest of the world. Or, to be more precise, Britain versus Australia, New Zealand, Poland, South Africa, Czechoslovakia, Canada, Belgium, Jamaica and France. Like Rugger, it's turned out to be 15 a side, so it's just the one innings each.
And they all know how to play?
Probably not, but neither do you. So, all's well and good.
All right, I'll play. But don't blame me if I'm useless.
You'll be fine, old boy. In fact, Scrabble!
Come on, you pet!
Like your game's going to be postponed, Charters.
Get up, get up. Oh, I can't believe it's 7 o'clock already.
Would you like a coffee?
Please. I'll just get a quick shower.
If anything, the fighting seemed even more fierce today. Wherever I looked, there seemed to be enemy aircraft. Fire, smoke, and gunfire was everywhere. I saw one pilot bail out of his 109, only for his parachute not to open. I know they're the enemy, but I wouldn't wish that on anyone. A 109 got on my tail, and although I managed to shake him off, I took a few hits to the fuselage, and losing fuel fast, I had to land in a field. It was far from a smooth landing, but I managed to bring her down without damaging her too much.
Fine, thanks. Sorry about your field. I seem to have made quite the mess of your grass.
Don't you worry about that. It'll grow back. Now, you come back to the house for a cup of tea.
Thank you.
Unless, of course, you fancy something stronger. I have some very nice homemade cider, even if I do say so myself. Look at that!
A Spitfire. Well, at least I've been spotted.
The farmer and his family were most hospitable, and the farmer, whose name was Ted Rawlings, was true to his word regarding the cider. It was delicious. His children were practically giddy with excitement to hear about my battles against the Luftwaffe, and were very disappointed when, after about 2 hours, the chaps arrived to take both me and my Hurricane back to base.
Well, I needed that shower. I feel reborn. Are you ever going to put that diary down?
I was just waiting for the kettle to boil.
It has boiled.
Has it? Sorry. I'll make you that coffee.
No, it's all right. I'll just get going. Now, remember, if you need me, no matter what for, just ring, okay?
Okay.
Maybe you could try and have a look at the garden. We need to do something with it. It's a jungle out there.
Yeah, I'll try.
Well, don't look like that. You only have to step out of the back door.
Yeah, I know. I know.
All right. I should be back about 6-ish.
Right. Have a good day.
I'll try. I have nothing but meetings until lunchtime, and then we've got a group appraisal in the afternoon. It's going to be hellish.
You'll be fine. See you later.
Bye. And remember, small victories.
Yeah. Small victories. I arrived back at base around 1800 hours, and Charters was there to greet me.
Gallimore, good to see you, old boy. How are you? What happened?
Got hit by a 109. Had to pancake in a field.
Oh, bad luck, old boy. You had us worried there for a while.
I'll be fine. How did you get along?
I managed to bag a JU-88. I might have got a second as well. He got away, but not before I knocked out one of his engines.
Good work. Well, I suppose I should go and see the intelligence officer. I have a combat report to make.
After reporting to the intelligence officer, I returned directly to my billet. Lying on my bed, it suddenly struck me how close I'd been to being killed. If one of those bullets had been a few inches nearer... Oh, Patrick. You were hanging by a string, weren't you? Your lives were hanging by a string. You just got on with it. Oh, it must have been absolutely terrifying. And you just got on with it. 30th of August. I hardly slept a wink all night. Even now, I can barely keep my eyes open. But tonight, I had to write something. I couldn't let the day pass without even marking it. His memory deserves so much more.
Catch it! How's that?
Wake up, old boy.
What? What is it?
It'll soon be your turn to bat. Meadows has just bagged a duck. The Middle Order are undoing all my good work.
It's only a game, Charters.
You speak treason, boy. There's nothing only about cricket.
And there's nothing only about sleep either. So please, let me get some. Who knows, I might have a nice dream about gingerbread.
You mean she still hasn't sent you any?
I live in hope.
Ah, don't we all, old boy? Don't we all? Oh, good shot, Travis. Well played, that man. I say, Travis is a rather fine player, don't you think? Reminds me of a young Jack Hobbs.
Was that the chap with the beard?
The chap with the... Scramble! That's the trouble with Jerry. No sense of timing.
It's hard to think, looking back, that one moment you're asleep, the next you're fighting for your life. The fighting was as fierce as it had ever been, with the sky full of enemy fighters and bombers. How I survived, I don't know. There seemed to be more planes than sky. But I made it. Somehow I managed to survive the day with little more than a scratch.
Hello, Gallimore. Good to see you made it.
You as well, Meadows.
Wasn't very pleasant up there, was it?
I don't know how I survived, to tell the truth. But we saw them off in the end. For another day, that is.
Indeed. Look, there's no easy way to say this, but...
What? What is it, Meadows?
It's Charters. I'm afraid he bought it.
Even as I write this down, it hardly seems credible that Charters has been killed. I've never met anyone so alive in my whole life. What hope remains for the rest of us if a man like Charters is killed? As we sit here waiting, waiting for the call to come, who knows what the enemy is planning? How long can this carnage go on for? How long can I go on for? And that's it. No more entries. Pilot Officer Patrick Gallimore, G-A-L-L-I-M-O-R-E. What's this? Patrick Gallimore. Born 11th of July, 1920. Killed in action on the 31st of August, 1940. He was only 20. He was only 20.
Hey.
Hi, how was work?
A nightmare. an absolute nightmare. The Wi-Fi was down for most of the day, so it all became an exercise of damage limitation. And just when you thought things couldn't get any worse, the coffee machine stopped working. I've had nothing but instant all day. No internet and no proper coffee. I wrote an email to the... You're covered in... flour.
I've been baking.
Baking?
Yep.
Since when did you start baking?
Today.
Okay.
I need you to take me somewhere tomorrow, David.
Well, take you out?
Yes. There's something I need to do.
Hello, Patrick. You don't know me. My name's Kaylee. Kaylee Sanders. I've been reading your diary. I found it in the house we've just moved into. I'm so sorry for what happened to you. And to Charters and Harker and the rest. What you did. What you went through for us. We won't forget. I'll make sure of it. I brought you this. I know how much you like gingerbread, so I thought I'd bring you some. I baked it myself, but don't let that put you off. I know it's a bit silly, but if you can lay flowers on a grave, well, why not gingerbread, eh? I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Patrick Gallimore. Thank you for everything.
A Gingerbread Man in the RAF was written by Matthew Wignall. It starred Alistair Petrie as Charters, Mark Morahan as Gallimore, Becky Wright as Kaylee, Paul Breen as David, Chris Page as Meadows, Edward Stonard as the Farmer. The sound design was by Mark Hendrick and the music was by David Rucroft. The director was Simon Barnard. The historical consultant was Stuart Hadaway from the RAF's Air Historical Branch. A Gingerbread Man in the RAF is a Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund production made by Chalk and Blade. This podcast is brought to you by the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund. We are the RAF's leading welfare charity with a proud tradition of looking after our own. We care for all serving and former members of the RAF, as well as their partners and dependent children. To find out more about our work and the story of the Battle of Britain, visit our website, rafbf.org. All Stations Series 2. Inside the Battle of Britain is a Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund production made by Chalk and Blade. The series was hosted and co-written by Victoria Taylor. The producer was Eva Krusiak. The theme music and sound design were by Alex Port-Felix. The executive producers were Laura Sheeter and Logan Armendoni. The historical consultant was Stuart Hadaway from the RAF's Air Historical Branch. Special thanks to Diane Strandling, Fiona Ferguson, Hema Gouliar, Rebecca Sharrock and Ruth Patterson of the Royal Air Force Benevolent Fund, our expert contributors. James Holland, Adrian Kerrison, Carl Warner, Lindsay Shaw Cobden, Craig Murray, Jacek Menka, Charlotte Tomlinson, Steve Darlow, Christoph Bergs, and Sally McGlone. The actors, Alistair Petrie, Sue Holderness, and Mark Morahan. and our readers. Red 1 Squadron Leader, Martin Pert. Red 2 Flight Lieutenant, Will Cambridge. Red 5 Flight Lieutenant, David Simmons. Red 10 Squadron Leader, Adam Collins, from the RAF Aerobatic Team, the Red Arrows, and Officer Commanding Battle of Britain Memorial Flight Squadron Leader, Mark Discombe. Thanks also to the Imperial War Museum, the RAF Museum, the BFI National Archives, the BBC Archives, and the National Archives at Kew.